You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton from Stuart of Florida, and we pastor a church here in Stuart. We've called for many years Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We're honored to be here with you. We've been on 21 plus years, and we're honored to be here. And so I got my wife here, Donna, and we got Miss Margie with us, and we're going to talk about some interesting things today. But before we start, I always want to mention to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey Walks on our sister church over on Andros Island. And we know they're listening in, so we lift them up and we pray for them, and they're praying for us as well. So we thank the Lord for what He's accomplishing on that island. And the other thing we're going to talk about a little bit before we start here is, you know, we've been asking people that if they enjoy the program, to help us out financially. And maybe they could take 1 week for our ministry. We had a lady, 2 weeks ago? They paid for more than a week.
Amen.
And so if you are led to do that with us, we'd appreciate that. And this will allow the program to accomplish and do what God wants to do. And we've never had a problem with finances, but we've had some situations, like most churches do and all, with our illness and things that happened. And so we're just trusting God for everything. So if you're willing to do that, we appreciate that. And even a love offering, it doesn't matter what it is.
It doesn't have to be pay for a whole program. Yeah. You know, three or four people could pay for a program, right?
That's right. Might be $50, $25. Right? It all adds up.
Anything. So, yeah. But we do appreciate the offerings. And if you'd like to give an offering, you can make the check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And you can send it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida, 34995. Or you can give us a call. I know you're going to enjoy this broadcast. We're going to be in the Bible, that's for sure. We're
going to
be
right.
In the book. It's the only book, the King James Bible. And we're going to be reading out of Ezekiel 38. So I would suggest that you stay tuned, because we're going to talk about a lot of things that are happening. Beginning to happen. We can begin to see these prophecies being fulfilled in our lifetime. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we can know that we are in the last of the last days.
Absolutely.
Whether we'll be here for the catching away, I don't know that, but we may be. You know, you may be here for the catching away.
So what God do you mean?
Is
we'll
calling
be here.
A church.
Yeah, unless we die, we'll
That's
be here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
God is calling us and those of you who are listening to be holy and to be set apart. And as we can see that there are many people who are unholy, many churches that are unholy, and you know, that's why many times you don't see small churches full of a lot of people, because people who want to stay unholy many times go to large churches. And of course,
they can slip in and slip out, nobody knows they were there.
Some of the mainline churches now are leaning towards ungodliness.
Right.
Ungodliness. So we pray that you can stay tuned. We have Margie Sweeney on here with us as well, and so our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. And 1 week's program cost us what, Gene?
$165.
So we thank the Lord for the people that are paying for programs, and we just bless the Lord, and we're taping this right from the radio station.
That's right.
And we need to pray for WCNO. We have a new manager here now that will be coming on very soon, and this radio station raises the standard, and that's why we are on this WCNO. And this radio reaches the world, it reaches countries, it reaches nations.
Yeah.
And it will be, if God is in this, he's in this radio station, WCNO, and this standard is raised here, not like many other, maybe perhaps Christian radio stations, but as the standard is raised in this radio station and the people that come on this radio station and the right kind of music that's played on this radio station, then, you know, people will be drawn to the truth.
That's right.
And people will be drawn to the Lord, and they will
be made
forsake
free. Yeah.
Their sin and yeah. be made free.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
praise
right.
God. So pray for WCNO.
Yes.
Amen.
And remember,
they are having their
praise-a-thon
very soon.
It's going to be in April. Yeah.
So think about it. Try to put aside some
finances yeah.
to be able to help WCNO, and pray for them. Amen.
That's
right.
Because
we're living in the last days, and you know the enemy tries to deceive us all. There's no one that he does not try to deceive. So if we think that we cannot be deceived, then we are deceived already.
That's right.
So we need to press in, and you know God convicts us of just little things. You say, oh, that's not much. Yes, everything.
Everything
that's not truth or not right. Or not honest is important. God's looking at us. He's watching us. He knows us.
That's right. You know, God hates a liberal church. The churches today at large are turning to liberalism. They're getting liberal. They're accepting things that we should never accept as the body of Christ. If it's not in this book and it's something that somebody's doing that's contrary to the Word of God, well, then we need to change, don't we?
And God hates liberal music as well.
Sure does.
And you talked about, you just mentioned it. No, I forgot what it was.
Church.
But, about the scripture that you were talking about with the pastor about the how the different Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
They leave out the name of Jesus. They leave out the name of Christ. And,
that's
you know,
right.
Those names, his name is important. And you have to know who it is.
That's it.
So when it's washed away, you know, that's like washing away in the
that's
sand,
right?
You know how the ocean comes up and washes out the sand, washes things away? Well, that's like washing off your, you know, just wipe some of those things off of your Bible. Just wipe off the Ten Commandments. Just wipe off this. Just wipe off the Holy Ghost. That's what is happening because there's so much lies going on, deception.
That's right, leading people the wrong way. And so we want the truth and nothing but the truth. And it's in this book. We don't have to make anything up. It's just right in this book. Follow what God put in place. And that's what we have to do. But it's funny how the church is kind of drifting into an area that we shouldn't be drifting into. We should be raising the standard, all the churches. The pastors ought to be willing to talk about these sinful things that we have going on, like this trafficking of children and homosexuality and killing babies in the womb, all the stuff that we just, for some reason, just accept instead of saying, hey, I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to preach against that because God doesn't want that to happen. He wants the truth to go out and nothing but that. And as long as we stay in that place with him, well, then we'll be a success. And we'll do the right things, and God will be pleased with us. Amen?
But there are churches that are condoning that.
That's right.
And standing up for those.
You got it.
The wrong thing.
That's
They're
right.
coming against God.
You got it. Absolutely.
You know, there were people in the Old Testament that came against God. And what happened?
Look what happened to them.
What happened?
And that dispensation.
There were kings that came against God.
Yeah. God
took
care of them.
That's what caused the division.
Yeah.
God didn't want division in Israel, did he?
Nope.
No, he called for 12. There were 12 sons, and there were... all give them certain lands, but you know what? What's happened to the land now? What has happened to some of those tribes? What has happened? They did not obey God. They wanted to go and build their own altars, other places,
so they're
do
scattered.
Other things, and they're scattered. And
all over the world.
God, but God called them together as one. He didn't call them together to one to do this and one to do that, but that's what's happened in the church. Everything has been, there's no unity.
That's right. That's right. We gotta seek after what? Righteous judgment and walk in righteousness. Donna's got a favorite verse she's had for years. I think it's in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things will be added to us if we're doing that. He's bound by His word to bless us. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about something interesting here today. We'll talk a little bit about Gog and Magog over in Ezekiel chapter 38. So if you're at home, if you open up your Bible, it's not that long of a chapter, but there's some interesting things here. And some of these things we have a hard time identifying. But if we look at it here, we'll see what we have. Verse 1 of chapter 38 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me." Who's the me here? Ezekiel. "Saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog." So this person's name is Gog, and his land is Magog. "And the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal." Amen? So it says chief prince. If you look this up in the Hebrew, it's talking about Rosh, the Rosh, Rosh. And a lot of people's connected that with Russia, but we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. "And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords." Now look, we got three nations here now: Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Now before we go on, Donna's found something on the internet a while ago, and this just happened to maybe less than a month ago, of this coalition of some of the nations. They were having a summit, and the picture had the Ayatollah from Iran. It had Putin from Russia and the president of Turkey. And those three countries are so instrumental in what God's going to do, because they all hate Israel. And so it's something to talk about. And, you know, I think about this. I read a book several years ago. It's called The Silence is Broken. And I wondered what it was when I read it, but it's good. See, God's been quiet through all these years. You sometimes say, why isn't God judging this? Why is He allowing this to happen? Well, the silence is going to be broken very shortly here, and He's going to do some things. And we'll see this in this book as well. Amen? Now, verse 6 says, "Gomer and all his bands." Gomer is up north. And some people think that represents Germany, but I don't think it is, but it could be. "And all his bands, the house of Togarma, of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. For thyself thou, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days shalt be..."
Where are you?
"After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of my people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely of all them." You know, the Antichrist is going to come in, and the people in Israel are going to be dwelling safely at that time. It tells you that over in Daniel and different places. So this is very important, the latter years. Now the question is when is God going to bring this judgment? If we look at this whole chapter, you know, we see that God is going to do some work with all these coalition of nations that's going to come from the north and come down and try to destroy Israel. And you'll find out there that Israel doesn't use any weapons, no airplanes, nothing. What happens? God is going to pour fire and brimstone from heaven and wipe out all these nations that are coming against them. And it's going to be so devastating. It's going to take 7 years to clean up all the bodies and the things that's going to happen at that particular time. Now, some people think this is talking about Armageddon, but this is not Armageddon at the end. This is something else. And I believe this is going to happen just before we're going to be caught away. And then when Jacob's trouble comes, I think it's going to happen right there when Jacob's trouble comes. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to hear this and see it all on the news media and everything, what's going on. They say, how in the world did that happen? They're going to know that the God of this universe that we call Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh has done a work, and He's done it on His own without the help of man. So that's what we'll see with all this. And so we got to keep this in mind as well. Amen? Now, Margie, you wanted to read what? Verses 8 through what, 13?
7 through...
All right.
Well, she has a teaching with it, so we'll do okay. It. We'll go back.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, verse 9 here says, "Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee." You know, a lot of people think that Russia is going to be the one that's going to come. The Bible talks due north. Russia is not due north. It's sort of over to the other side. The one that's due north is Turkey, and we better have our eye working and watching on Turkey, because they're going to be very instrumental in these last days. I believe that with all my heart. Thus saith the Lord, verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. Huh? They're going to have some kind of a mischievous purpose here. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled cities. Now, if you go to Israel, there's a lot of walled cities over there. And there's places where the Jewish people live. Some of them are fenced in and some of them are open. So there's a combination there, these settlements and all that. So it says right here, to the unwalled cities, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely.
Villages.
Yeah, and all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. The word safely, it really means they're confident in what they're doing. Now, verse 12, to take spoil and to take prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Now, verse 14, therefore, son of man, God says, prophesy and say unto Gog, this is the leader, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall thou know it, and thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding horses and a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. So God's purpose is to prove to people that Jesus, you know, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are all part of God, and he's revealing himself in a great way, because the silence is going to end here soon. Listen to this now. Verse 17, thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants and prophets of Israel, which is prophesied in those days many years, and I would bring thee against them? Could somebody look up Isaiah 5:29 for me while I'm reading here? This goes along with verse 17 here. Could somebody look? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. You hear that? He's going to be angry. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Does somebody find that verse?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, what's it say? Isaiah 5:29.
Right. Their roaring shall be like a lion. Mm-hmm. They shall roar like young lions. Mm-hmm. Yea, they shall roar and lay hold of prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it.
It. We talked about the young lions over here in verse 13,
That's
didn't
right.
we?
That's right. And okay. In that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. Mm-hmm. And if one look unto the land, behold, darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof.
That's right. Now, I left off in verse 18. Let's look at verse 19. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. So the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. Hear that? I love it. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him. Who's this? Gog, throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. So I mentioned a while ago, when this happens, God's not going to use the Israeli army, the IDF, or anything. He's going to need any help. It's going to come from heaven. Fire and brimstone is going to come down, just like it was in Lot's day in Sodom. Verse 23, thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. This is the purpose of all this. Now, chapter 39, I'm not going to spend a real lot of time on this, but this is going to tell you what's going to happen when they come down, and God's going to destroy them. And verse 12 in this chapter says, and 7 months shall be the house of Israel be bearing of them that may cleanse, that they may cleanse the land. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And then verse 14, the tail end, after the end of 7 months shall they search. Going to look for these people. They're going to be gone. Amen. Now, one verse, and I'm going to let Miss Margie and Donna share something. Okay, in chapter 39, verse 7, listen to this. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to God. Yeah. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken.
Amen.
Okay, Margie.
Amen. You have more time, Pastor Gene.
That's all right. There's so much in this, so important. Right. See, God's fed up. And a lot of people ask, why does God allow this in our country? Why are we allowing the stuff that's going on, the liberalism in the church and all? Why is God allowing the sin that we see? Well, why is he doing it? Well, he's holding back for a reason, but one day judgment's going to come. And so this book I read years ago called The Silence is Over or Broken, it's talking about the silence of God not doing a whole lot with Israel here now. But when it comes to this conclusion, I mean, he's going to be involved with Israel in a great way. And so we got people out there teaching anti-Semitism and replacement theology. Those are all lies that come from the devil. Okay, God has not replaced Israel in any way, shape with us, the church. And so we got to look at this the way God wants us to see it. And it's all going to come at the end. And so I believe this is going to happen just before Jacob's trouble. We're going to be caught away, and then this Gog and Magog is going to come off of the mountains in the north and attack Israel, and then God's going to burn it all up. We just read that. With great hailstones, fire and brimstone, and there's going to be thousands of dead bodies laying all over the place. Can you imagine? Takes 7 months to bury all the dead. That must be a lot of bodies, huh?
And you mentioned earlier on the program about these three men coming together.
That's right. So here's a coalition that fits right in with this, because these three people hate Israel. You know, the Ayatollah from Iran, he makes it quite clear he hates Israel. Putin doesn't like him either, and so does the president of Turkey. They don't like him.
So they basically came together like an agreement.
That's right.
Because they agree that they hate Israel.
And it's going to be a deal with Syria and all that's going to be in the picture of this as well. And so they all hate Israel, and their purpose is what? To destroy them and to get their land and get them out of there. They want to take over is what they want to do. So we have some interesting pictures here, you know. In fact, some of them, as you read, almost makes you think what the Antichrist is going to do in his day, you know.
So what are they really coming against? I mean, Israel, look at it. It's a very small country.
Sure,
right?
Small as New Jersey.
It's very small. So who are they really attacking?
That's right.
God.
That's right, God.
They're really attacking
That's
God.
That's what they're doing. They're mocking God.
Right. And this one world order that they talk about, and taking over the nations and talking about the young lions. And we haven't talked much about that, but maybe we'll talk about that next week. I believe that the United States has a part of being one of the young lions. So we're not just because we're across the sea. It doesn't mean that we don't have a part of it. We do have a part of it. Well, where's the United Nations at?
That's right.
Right here in the United States of America, right in New York, the place where all the merchants and all the merchandise and all the wealth.
And all the wealth.
And all
Wall
the things
Street
that come
and all that's
through.
There, yeah.
And, where, and then how did all this come through? By ships coming to America. You know, how did America begin? By Britain, the isles along the Britain, along the, you know, the East Coast.
That's right.
So these things are coming to pass, and we need to know where we're at, and we need to stand up for righteousness, because if we're one of those young lions, you know, we are in trouble.
We
and
sure
it
are.
Says that all the nations will turn against Israel.
That's what it says.
So, you know, there's a lot of people that live in our nation right now that hate Israel. They even hate God. They hate the Ten Commandments. They want to have their own kind of church. A Christian church is wanting to have its own kind of church, mm-hmm. and wanting to have its own liberal church.
That's right.
You know, they want to say, you know, everything is okay. You know, they're not going to look at what the Bible says about sin and about righteousness. But the Bible says, seek first the kingdom. Righteousness? We
That's
need to
right.
seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Well, everybody says they're seeking the kingdom, but they're not seeking holiness or righteousness.
Certainly not.
So are we one of those young lions? Perhaps we'll share a little bit about that another time.
Well, you might be able to do it today, honey. We'll see.
Well, you know, we need to know a little bit about the history, how America came. Of course, a lot of people know, and but, you know, nowadays they don't even teach children a lot of things that are going on. And what have they done? They've gone and torn down a lot of statues.
Yeah.
From way back when.
That's right.
They want their own.
They
want
to get rid of our history, don't
right.
they?
And they want to build a big tower, I understand, in Chicago. And what is that? That's going to be like a huge, I've seen a picture of it. It's like a huge statue to our past president. Hey, what's going on here? You know, libraries, great libraries for past presidents. Come on, let's get back to the foundations, okay? Well, we're going to have Margie share a little bit, and then perhaps we'll come back and share a little bit more before we close. But we're blessed to be on this radio broadcast. I know you're still looking at Pastor Gene, because this is also on Facebook. It's on the radio every Saturday at from 12 to 1 o'clock. So this will be on the radio tomorrow. But yes, you're looking at Pastor Gene here on Facebook. Some of them, he's turning his pages. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was getting back. I was looking up something in Daniel. They're thinking something about something. So I'm back to chapter 38 of Ezekiel.
His motor is going. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's how he is. So we just praise the Lord. Hi, Elaine. Praise God. So some people are popping on Facebook now because this is live on Facebook. So you can also go to our Facebook page and listen to this, the whole complete program, if you are just popping in, you know, here and there. So we're just blessed to be on this WCNO station. God has raised the standard here at WCNO, and also he wants to raise it in our lives and in your life as well. So I just pray that those who are listening will take things serious, because we are living in the last days, the last of the last days. And hallelujah, look at that Bible. That's the King James Bible, you see, flipping those pages.
Yeah.
Pastor Gene's doing that.
Amen.
I also want to mention that we have Shabbat. We're going to go over here on Margie now. We have Shabbat every Saturday. Today, we have Shabbat, and that is at 2 o'clock. We're here in Stuart, Florida, at the Alliance Church on Osceola Boulevard, 445, is it Southeast? Osceola Boulevard, right near the hospital. And so if you'd like to join us this afternoon for Shabbat, come 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Amen. Hi, Margie.
Amen.
You know, one thing before you start, Margie?
Yes.
Got to remember some things here also, that when we think about these countries and all, they have, a lot of them have different names today than we had in the Bible. But, you know, like I think about Iran, it used to be, that's old Persia. So we got to keep that in mind too. Go ahead, Margie.
Praise the Lord. I'm very grateful to be here and in the process of raising the standard. And as the end times are here, we need to raise the standard higher. Amen?
Amen.
So in Ezekiel 38, I'd like to share from verses 7 through 12, actually. And this chapter talks about the enemy, Gog of Magog, preparing to make an attack on God's people, Israel. They, Gog and his army, perceived that the city, the villages, were to be defenseless, unwalled. They are at rest. They dwell in safety, neither bars nor gates. And in verse 12, I'll read verse 12. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. The plan was to take a spoil and a prey. And I would like to apply these verses to a Christian's life today. When we come to Jesus by being born again, washed in his blood of forgiveness and love, we become his children, blessed with the inheritance of eternal life, and many spiritual gifts and benefits. And some new Christians may think that there will now be no problems. They can sit back and think that, oh, now life is just going to be all rosy and everything will be fun and I'm not going to have any more worries.
Yeah.
But some sail, smooth sailing. Some people feel it's going to be smooth sailing until Jesus comes. Well, that's not so. We go through trials, tribulations, testings of our faith. So in James 1, if we go to James 1, there's a backup of this scripture, James 1:12.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
That's right.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that loved him. So if we're just sitting back and enjoying ourselves, and how can our faith be tested?
That's right.
How can we know how much faith we have? If everything's going okay, we may not even think about the Lord if things are going so great. It is so important for a new Christian to read and study the Word. For as you see in verse 7 of Ezekiel 38, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. The enemy is preparing with their sword, their helmet, their shields, their armor. The enemy's preparing. He's been preparing since the beginning, since Genesis, and probably even before that. The Word says that we need to be prepared too.
That's right.
The enemy does not like that we have answered the call of salvation. So Yeshua prepares us for our walk with Him. It's like Pastor Gene said, it's like being in an army.
Yeah.
There's things that and rules and commandments that you have to obey. It's not sitting around and just enjoying your life just because you know you're going to heaven. And I'd like to go to John 10. There's a little bit of scripture with what I just spoke. John 10:10.
Everyone should know that scripture.
Yes, amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the enemy here in Ezekiel 38 was making his plans to destroy Israel. Yes, there were no walls, they were safe.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Lord wants to protect us too. So he's he wants us to be prepared.
Yeah. And all these nations, you know, they don't like Israel. And I think about, Donna mentioned the United Nations, Margie.
Yes.
You know, they have a Security Council. The only nation that's not on that is Israel. Oh. So you see how they feel about Israel.
Yes, yes.
So God's going to do something. The silence is about over, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The thief comes quickly to steal us from God's arms. It is very important to be rooted and grounded deep in the rich soil of His Word. So in Matthew, there's a scripture, Matthew 13. 3 through 9. And he spake many things unto them in parables, Jesus did, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And that's what I was sharing. God wants us to be deeply rooted, because we can be plucked right out of God's arms.
Mm-hmm. There's a psalm that says that if we don't plant in the house of God deeply, yes, we will not flourish in our old age.
Amen. That's correct. Yeah. Thank you, Father. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Mm-hmm. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And in verse 19, when any one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one.
You got it.
And catcheth away that which was sown in his heart.
That's where a lot of the lies come from, too.
Amen. There's so many pastors that don't know the whole word or don't have clarity of the word.
That's right.
And they can speak. They can speak the wrong things. This is he which received seed by the wayside. In verse 11 of Ezekiel 28.
You want me to read that for you?
Yes, please.
And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Huh?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Gene. It's saying that the people were at rest, dwelling mm-hmm. safely.
Yeah.
We should have God's peace.
Yes.
And we should have his rest. Matthew 11, Pastor Gene, Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
There's our rest, right?
Take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we're not just sitting around being safe and cozy. It's the Lord's rest.
That's right.
It's his safety.
Makes me think about the Sabbath, right?
Amen.
Amen. Another one, Pastor Gene, is Psalms 4.
Okay.
Psalms 4 and 8. I will both lay me down in peace
mm-hmm.
and sleep.
Hallelujah.
For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety.
It's good, boy.
And while we are observing these scriptures, the Lord wants us to be prepared and have all the knowledge of Satan's devices against us.
Thank
spiritually,
you.
Financially, and physically. The enemy can attack every part of us. Nothing is exempt. No person is exempt. So here is a scripture to protect us from Satan's schemes.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6.
That's a good one. Pastor Donna loves that part. Ephesians chapter 6, right, honey?
Yes.
Amen.
About the armor of God.
The armor of God.
Yeah, amen.
We need the full armor of God.
And you know, a lot of people don't realize this. If you read all that, he's telling us that we put that armor on once and for all. We never take it off. We sleep in it. We shower in it. We work in it. We leave it on all the time. You don't lay it down.
Amen. So, you know, as I said earlier, that Satan, the enemy, has a sword and his helmets. Well, God has a helmet and protection for us, too, against the enemy.
Helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
And I'd like to read that.
And the sword of the Spirit. Praise God for that.
Unless, Pastor Donna, would you like to? Okay. Ephesians 6, beginning at 10. The armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high
places.
Stand there. And verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel
Hallelujah.
Of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to have wisdom so that when we go out into the world, it is our protection.
Thank you, Lord.
The word is our defense. Ezekiel 38:9. Are you there, Pastor Gene?
What do you want?
Ezekiel 38:9.
Okay, go ahead, honey. Read it.
So that I'll...
You read it, honey.
Okay.
38:9. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. I'm going to say something about this. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Go ahead.
Amen. The enemy comes like a storm.
Yeah, he does.
Thank you, Father. And verse 11, the enemy will try to attack where there is no wall of protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word that is our protection.
Hallelujah.
We do not want our hearts to be protected by a wall. We don't want to have walls up. We may have walls to protect us from being hurt. And many people have walls around their heart.
Sure do.
And I was one of them. And the Lord has to take them away.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to love people. He doesn't want walls up.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to love everyone. So in Romans 8, if we still have time, Romans 8, 31.
I just turned there, Margie.
Amen.
Go ahead.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
That's right.
Thank you, Father. In verse 12 of Ezekiel 38,
mm-hmm.
It's the enemy's plan to take a spoil.
That's right.
Everything that God gives us, the enemy will try to take it from us.
Yeah. It's good, Margie.
Amen. Well, you know, I was just thinking. Are you finished? Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's good, Margie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you'd like to help us out with this radio broadcast, it costs us $165 a week, and I know you'll be blessed, and many people are blessed by it. And so you can give us a call. I'll give our phone number in a few minutes. Amen. But I was just thinking here about in Ezekiel. You know, it's such an awesome book. A lot of people don't read it because there's so many things that's
hard to understand
hard
sometimes.
To understand.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to back up to 37 and read a couple. See, if you go back and read 37, it's been promised to David, you know, and David, my servant, shall be king. Well, I think about the Star of David. A lot of people speak against the Star of David. We have one in our church, and many people have spoken against it, saying it's demonic.
Yes.
Well, you know, they do call it the Star of David. And even though David's not sitting on a throne right now, it reminds people that David is the one who's going to be sitting on the throne and reigning with Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So I'm just seeing this in here now, but when I back up and I'm reading a little bit behind, because I know Pastor Gene always says to read behind and read ahead, and
he
gives you more.
Amen.
Get the whole context.
Right, because you can go back and read 37. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm just going to start in 26. It says, moreover, I will make a covenant. See, he's made a covenant, and he says this is a covenant of peace with them. And when's it going to be? It's when they come back. See, they're all going back now. There's a ministry. There's a lot of ministries. I can think of Aliyah Ministries with Pastor Ted and Wendy Campo and many others, Michelle and Bill, and so many other people are involved with getting people, the Jewish people, back to Israel, either by plane or by ship or you know, some way from this country, because where have they wandered to this country, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they've found peace and safety and wealth and riches and all these good things, and a lot of times they don't want to go back. But God promises, he says, moreover, I'll make a covenant of peace with them. So they said, well, we got peace here, you know, we don't want to go back to war. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them. What has he done to Israel? There's hundreds, I don't know how many thousands of people that have gone back to Israel.
Yeah.
And really one of the first places was from Russia. And will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
Yes.
Evermore. So God is going to do that. My tabernacle shall also be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is God's promise to Israel.
Yes.
And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel. Who sanctifies Israel? Who sanctifies us?
That's right, the Lord
Jesus
does.
Christ
yes.
does, doesn't he?
He sets
yes.
us apart.
He's our righteousness. When my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Now we can look at us as Christians. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Lord in us. We are made righteous because we have received the Lord Jesus, and he has
Absolutely.
Called us to be holy. Well, how can you be righteous without being holy? Well, yes, it's a work, a process of the Holy Ghost that works in us to show us things that we need to either do or get away from. So that we're talking about this radio station. Things are going to change here, raising the standard. There's people that play music on here that are not God, and that's going away. It's leaving. There are churches, big churches, that play a lot of music that's not of God. Well, these people claim to be Christians, but how do we know? We know by our fruit, right? We know by our fruit. Maybe we should get back to some of the old Psalms and with the worship songs. But I think about what Margie said and what Pastor Gene said. It says in verse 8, this is going to happen in the latter days.
Yeah.
And I think about what she said also about preparing. Be prepared. Prepare for yourself and for thou and for your company. What about your family? Could your family be the company that you're helping to prepare for? You're sharing with your family, your church, your neighbors?
Yeah.
Those are people that are in our company. You know, your neighbor is your neighbor. What's the talk about how to love your neighbor? You love your neighbor, you'll draw them to Christ. So we're to prepare for all these things. It says, after many days shall be visited in the latter years. Aren't we in the latter years?
Sure are.
We're in the latter years right now. We're in the latter years right now. Now, I know Margie used verse 9 for, a lot of times you see different things in a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're in the latter years, who's going to come and get us soon?
Yeshua is. He's going
to
catch us away.
Yeshua is. And I know Pastor Gene's talked about a cloud of witnesses many times.
Yeah.
And as we were reading this through this three times, I just thought, wow, verse 9, look at that. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Well, Yeshua's going to.
He's going to come.
And we're going to ascend. It's going to be like a cloud.
He's
going
to snatch us out of here.
He's going to snatch us out of here.
whether we die or alive.
A cloud to cover the land. You imagine when everybody goes up in the catching away, as the King James says, it's going to cover the land. It's going to be a cloud that covers the land.
Amen.
It won't be a storm cloud like
That's
you see
right.
out there. It'll be a cloud. When that happens, I mean, if this is partly what this means, but this is what I picked up out of it, there's going to be a cloud of witnesses. It's going to cover the land. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all thy bands. What does that mean? What are all of thy bands? All those people and many people with thee. Because, you know, thus says the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into the mind. Into whose mind? The mind of the wicked, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Because when the righteous are caught away, only evil is going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And thou shalt think an evil thought, thinking evil thoughts. Well, you know, you talked about the villages not having walls or fences and things like that. Well, now that our President Trump is putting up a wall and wants to put up a wall, what are people wanting to do now? I hear it on TV. I've heard it several times. They want to tear the walls down. All the walls that have even already been put up, they want to tear it down. Who's come into our country? People from every nation, the young lions, people from every country. That's people are coming up from this down now from Mexico and further down. Wanting to come into this country, wanting to take over, and wanting to, you know, people have come to this country for what? For riches, to get away from all the hard times that they had in these other places, for money. Why have the Jewish people come here? Yeah. For many of the same reasons. Why do they not want to go home? Because they don't want to leave their comfort. But God says He's calling them back to Israel. He's calling them back. Well, many won't go. Many Jewish people who say they're Jewish by what they say. They're not Jewish because they believe in the Bible or because they believe what the Bible says about Israel. They're Jewish by nationality, by what they say. But they don't study the Torah. They don't follow the Bible. And they're not born again. Many of them are not born again. Many are. But there's so much in this chapter 38 that you could see, because it talks about all the riches. You know, they don't want to leave. Many people don't want to leave the land of this prosperous land, right? But is the United States of America one of the young lions? Are we one of the ones that will turn against Israel? I believe that we could be. You know, maybe we'll talk young lions another time.
Yeah.
But we know that many of these people, all the people that are in the United States came from another country, didn't we? Except for the Indians, I guess.
But you think after the captivity with Israel, after the 70 years, a lot of the Jews stayed in the land where they were at.
That's right.
They were content with the gymnasiums, the knowledge, the books, and all that stuff. And they didn't want to go back to Israel. They said, I think 50,000 out of all the Jews came back. The rest of them all stayed in the land they were in.
Zionists.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we need to, I would say, you know, look at that chapter. Looking for verse 37. Actually, you know, this is the time that we really should be studying the book of Ezekiel, because we're living in... We're living in these days, and we're seeing these things happen, and all the wickedness and evil in the world today is happening. It's what it says. It says here that people will begin to think an evil thought.
That's right.
Well, you know, when the catching away comes, which many people call the rapture, that's all the thought that will be on this earth is evil thought, evil, evil, evil.
That's it. It'll take over.
It will take over. The enemy, Satan, will be ruling and reigning.
We're the restraining force, aren't we? The restraining force.
That's right. We're the restraining force. So the Holy Spirit will still be here, and people can still be drawn to the Lord. But you know, they may go through a lot of persecution, or they may die.
Yes, right.
There's people, Christians all over the world right now that are dying for the name of Christ. I mean, we're not in this country, but you know, and we just ignore things. What do we ignore things? Because we're happy. We're getting what we want. We have, you know, we have all these pleasures, and
right.
So people are looking at their pleasures. Even in the churches, they want pleasures. Right. Well, they don't come. The main reason we should be going to church is to know God's word and to worship together and to fellowship together and to be together, so we can encourage each other and love each other. And you know, and the main thing is, you know, I know Pastor Gene's taught this many times. The greatest worship is studying God's word. It's knowing God's word. It's not singing some beautiful songs and having a getting goosebumps and laying on the floor or whatever else you may experience. Those things are all fine and good, but the main thing is if you know the truth.
The Bible, the book.
The truth will make you free. But how many Christians read their book, Bible, other than in church? And many people don't even take a Bible church.
That's right.
I see people all the time just using their computer, or their phone. And I'm guilty of that myself. But you know, our Bible is very important, that we would take that and we would spend time and read it and study it. And maybe you don't understand it, but if you like, this scripture has been read 3 or 4 times, and I just got the revelation on that just a few minutes
ago. Right.
So
it's a living word.
It's a living word, and God will speak to us out of His word.
That's right.
And through His word. So we're just blessed to be here on WCNO. And Pastor Gene, you might want to just share. You know, somebody's listening that doesn't know the Lord, and all you need to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart.
That simple. That's right. And realize that we've all sinned and missed the glory of God, His reflection into the world. And so it's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And you can, Margie talked about the rest and the peace in that chapter.
Amen.
Well, that'll bring you rest and peace no matter what's going on around you. If you know Yeshua HaMashiach is your Messiah and your Savior, it'll change everything. So all you have to do is ask and think about it. When you do that, you know, you might say, well, I've been a wicked person. I've done this, I've done that. But see, God tells you to come as you are.
Yes.
You know, I've had people tell me, well, Pastor Gene, when I get my act cleaned up, I'm going to start going to church. But you don't have to do that. You know, it tells us in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read this in 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he hath made him, this is Yeshua, to be sin for us, who knew no sin. I like this. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You notice it says be made, not become. We're made. If you make that decision today, the moment that you pray and ask Yeshua to come into your life, bingo, you're righteous in God's eyes. So make that decision today if you don't. Maybe there's somebody that's backslidden. And you've been away from the Lord for several years, and you got touched with some of the things that we talked about on this program. Because I want you to know, we are in the last days, whether people believe it or not. But we know that we are. And so this is an important time. And my heart is that I like to be in a place where we'd never see anybody lost. But we know the Bible says that's not going to happen. A lot of people are going to be lost. And in Zechariah, it says when Yeshua comes back, 2/3 of Jerusalem will be ravished. Only 1/3 is going to make it out. And so it's dependent upon us to fall in love with our Savior and realize that we need Him more than our next breath. So God bless you. We're honored to be here on WCNO again. And so as we close the program every week, we just ask you to reconsider if there's something you could do financially to help us with this, a love offering, or pay for a week, like Pastor Donna said, any of those things. And so as we close the program, we just tell you to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest. And the phone number is area code 772-285-7007. God bless you all. We have Shabbat this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Alliance Church on Osceola Boulevard. Come and worship Yeshua, Messiah, with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Blow
Amen.
The shofar, Pastor Gene. You didn't blow
That's
the shofar.
You got time.
Yeah, you can do it.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.